on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Conditions in rain-soaked southern Florida have started to improve, but flooding remains dangerous. A woman driving in Hollandale Beach mistook a canal for a flooded street. Debbie Tam lives nearby.
She was pretty much just really strong. I mean, I can't even imagine that. That's got to be a very scary ordeal. But she looked very composed, and she was safe. And that's all that really matters, that she got out of the car really quickly, and she was safe.
The driver said her GPS told her to make a right. She did, and ended up in the canal. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, site of a mass shooting in 2018, is getting torn down today. Here's CBS's Monica Ricks.
Officials say an implosion would damage nearby structures, so crews plan to tear it apart piece by piece. But it's not just construction workers. Families of victims have also been invited to watch it go down and even grab a hammer themselves.
17 students and staff members were killed in that mass shooting. President Biden has some revised thinking about the state of the Israel-Hamas war and what it might take to achieve a ceasefire. CBS's Nancy Cordes is traveling with the president at the G7 summit in Italy.
So much of the discussion here at the G7 summit has centered around Ukraine, a huge new loan for Ukraine, new Patriot missile batteries for Ukraine. But the situation in the Middle East is a major concern as well. And President Biden sounded much more pessimistic about the prospects for a ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel than he has in the past. He said on Thursday, "I haven't lost hope, but it's going to be tough."
The Biden administration's new Title IX rule expanding protections for LGBTQ plus students has temporarily been blocked in four states. A federal judge in Louisiana found that it overstepped the Education Department's authority. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is getting a big paycheck. Jeff Gilbert covers the auto industry and has details.
Our stockholders have approved the ratification of the 100% performance-based stock option award to Elon Musk that was approved by stockholders in 2018.
The package, with an estimated worth of $46 billion, is the largest ever for a corporate executive.
Hot damn, I love you guys.
Tesla shareholders reversing a judge's rejection of an original package that many saw as excessively generous. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News.
This is going to be a big disappointment for Taylor Swift fans. She says she's officially ending her Eras tour at the end of the year.
This is the very first time I've ever acknowledged to myself and admitted that this tour is going to end in December. Like, that's it.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Over a dozen Racine and Kenosha County first responders helped put out a massive barn fire yesterday. It was in Summers, just off 142 west of Highway H. Reports indicate there were no animals inside and no humans were injured. During his 10th State of the County address this week, Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave proposed projects exceeding $120 million. Those include upgrades to the countywide 911 system. Delagrave also said that the Reef Point Marina needs repairs and upgrades are mandated by the Wisconsin DNR. The county is expected to deliver a marina plan this year. An area Hard Rock Casino grand opening is set for August. It's obviously not the one in Kenosha, but Hard Rock Rockford will open at the end of the summer. The proposed $360 million Kenosha casino has received preliminary local approvals. However, the Menominee tribe still needs to secure approval from the U.S. Department of Interior. It would then need the governor to approve. Over 700 runners will take over Racine tomorrow. The 46th annual Lighthouse Run is a fundraiser for the Racine Family YMCA. This year, the run has a home at Festival Park. There's been several paths taken over the years, with the course this year taking runners along the Lake Michigan Pathway downtown and all the way to the Wind Point Lighthouse. It'll then loop back. There are plans for a party back at Festival Park post-race. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Baseball tonight. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. Freddie Peralta against the Reds, Hunter Green. The Cubs lost again last night to the Tampa Bay Rays, 3-2. Chicago has now lost 8 of their last 9 series. NFL, Green Bay Packers have signed their first-round draft pick. Offensive lineman Jordan Morgan, he was asked what does he think it'll take to earn a starting job this fall.
Every day you strive to be the best. You strive to be your best, and you compete with yourself first before you compete with everybody else, and that's the one thing I want to do.
College football, Mason Posa is a 6'3" high school linebacker from New Mexico, ranked as one of the best players in the nation. Last night, Posa announced what school he's committed to.
And for the moment we've all been waiting for. For the next 3 to 4 years, I'll be committed to University of Wisconsin.
That's linebacker Mason Posa with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, will have highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 53. Partly sunny, back to the mid-70s for Saturday. Saturday night, a few showers, maybe some thunderstorms, low of 62. For Sunday, scattered showers and storms, and a high near 87.
Right now, it's 62.
What's the name?
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Simon & Garfunkel, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Good morning, I'm Don Rosen.
It's Friday. It's Flag Day today. I hope you're flying your flag nice and proudly, your American flag today. Let everybody see that, all right? I got mine out. Well, out all year, but I don't leave it out in the winter because I did that one year and it disintegrated from the cold and the ice. And I didn't want to destroy another American flag. So just for 2 months out of the year, I take it in. But as soon as that first sunny spring day is out, so is my flag. It's Flag Day today. A tourist site in China installed timers above their bathroom stalls so other people can see just how long they're taking. They claim it's a safety thing in case someone has a medical emergency. They're not setting a time limit or anything. But I don't know if I'd be able to, you know, I don't know what the word is, you know, do what I got to do in there, knowing there's a clock watching me and everybody's watching the clock. Sunny today, beautiful, highs near 72. Lighthouse run weather tomorrow, increasing clouds, beautiful, highs near 73. Right now it's sunny and 64. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. At Radio Park with Smokey. Now, if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now, honey, that's quite a different subject. But don't let my glad expression give you the wrong impression. Really, I'm sad. Past 6 o'clock on your Friday morning at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. I wasn't going to use this story, but seeing that Taylor Swift was on the top of the hour newscast we just had, she's ending her Eras tour in December, which has been going on for, man, a couple of years. You know, it's enough already. I mean, the poor lady needs a rest. Anyway, so she's ending her Eras tour, but there is a Taylor Swift story in the news other than that. Several videos now going viral of Taylor dealing with a runny nose during a show in Scotland. In one clip, she wipes her nose, and you can see the snot hanging off her hand. Now, if this just happened to an average person on the street, it probably wouldn't grab your attention. But it's Taylor. And she's in concert on stage, so we noticed.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. walking on down the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Oh, baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. My baby does a hanky panky.
Hits, pass it on. Tell a friend. WRJN 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary historic 1400 AM, which is heard everywhere. As a matter of fact, the station is heard everywhere because you can stream us anywhere on the planet. So if you're on vacation in Italy or you're on vacation in Iceland, you can say, you know, I haven't heard WRJN in a couple of moments. Let me turn them on. You can do it. As long as they have, you know, a signal up there, I guess you can do it. Huh? Hi, someone asked the internet, what are you sick of people trying to convince you is great? Here are some of the best responses. Starting a business. Some people aren't meant to be business owners, and they don't mind a boring, stable gig. Running. Joan Rivers once said, the first time I see a jogger smiling, I'll consider it. The TV shows they watch or the music they're into. People always trying to convince you what a great TV show they're watching. Hot weather. You know what? I know people like hot weather. I don't. That's why I have air conditioning. Dancing. Some people said it isn't about letting loose or getting out of your shell. Some people just don't feel the music that way. And finally, AI. Not everyone is convinced it's the best way to go. Some people are. Some people aren't.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
I'd like to own a second NBA team in Miami, Florida. The only reason I'd like to do it is to do the press conferences. When they say, well, what's the name of your team? And I would say, well, it's not the heat. It's the humidity. And then I would sell the team right after the press conference. And be talked about for several days. Being from Miami, I don't know a lot about winter sports, but I was watching women's curling one night. I turned it on late, so I missed the explanation as to what they were trying to accomplish, but I think I picked that up from watching. There's one woman, she skates really slowly, and she's holding onto that weird round rock with a handle on it, and she has a look in her eyes. I'm not sure, but I think if a bird flew in front, it would burst in flames. It's the most intent glare a human being is capable of conjuring up. And then eight women scream at the top of their lungs for 2 minutes straight. Go to the left! Go to the left! Take it to the left! Go to the left! Go to the left! It's quite relaxing. It's sort of like watching The View. I like The View. I like the women on The View. I just want to hear them one at a time. It's hard to pierce through the cacophony.
to Little Eva hit the locomotion. WRJN local news and timeless hits. And today is the last day for our Civic Media Scotty Summer Ticks doing statewide contest. Coming up a little later on in the 7 o'clock hour, I'll give you my final word. This is it. The last one for you to text. We've got some great prizes, too. A Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and you can be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. I'll have that word for you, the secret password, coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. Also, download the Civic Media app, and when you do so, you're all ready to go. Just click on WRJN, and then text the word when I give it to you in the 7 o'clock hour. I'll mention it a few times in the 7 o'clock hour for you, all right? It's 626. I'm Don Rose, and thanks for joining me here at WRJN. You spoke, we listened. Local news, timeless hits.
You broke my heart, because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
He's mentioning all the dances in there. Do the mashed potatoes, the twist. We haven't had a good dance craze since the 60s, have we? Think about it. You had the jerk, mashed potatoes. You had the twist. What else do we have? The huckabuck? Was that one of them? We had so many dance crazes. When was the last time we had a dance craze in this country? I don't think so. It's been a long time. All right, could this be a better way to find the one than that boring online dating thing? A group in Los Angeles called The Next Fun Thing throws regular dating events where your friends can get up on stage and pitch you to a crowd full of singles. They do a PowerPoint on why it's insane that you're still single. Then there's a party where everybody gets to mingle. I'm so glad I'm out of the dating scene. And finally, here's a fun fact for you. The term dog days of summer didn't start because the dogs were lying around in the heat, which I thought that's why it was called the dog days of summer. It's a reference to the star Sirius, which is called the dog star and its position in the sky. I actually thought because a bunch of dogs were getting lazy and laying around in the summer heat, it was called the Dog Days of Summer. What do I know? It's 6:30 on the noggin. Let's get a look at the news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Over a dozen Racine and Kenosha County first responders helped put out a massive barn fire yesterday. It was in Summers, just off 142 west of Highway H. Reports indicate there were no animals inside and no humans were injured. During his 10th State of the County address this week, Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave proposed projects exceeding $120 million. Those include upgrades to the countywide 911 system. Delagrave also said that the Reef Point Marina needs repairs and upgrades are mandated by the Wisconsin DNR. The county is expected to deliver a marina plan this year. An area Hard Rock Casino grand opening is set for August. It's obviously not the one in Kenosha, but Hard Rock Rockford will open at the end of the summer. The proposed $360 million Kenosha Casino has received preliminary local approvals. However, the Menominee Tribe still needs to secure approval from the U.S. Department of Interior. It would then need the governor to approve. Over 700 runners will take over Racine tomorrow. The 46th annual Lighthouse Run is a fundraiser for the Racine Family YMCA. This year, the run has a home at Festival Park. There's been several paths taken over the years, with the course this year taking runners along the Lake Michigan Pathway downtown and all the way to the Wind Point Lighthouse. It'll then loop back. There are plans for a party back at Festival Park post-race. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The new president of the Wisconsin FFA Association hails from Western Wisconsin and he's ready to serve. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. It was the wrap-up of the 95th Wisconsin State FFA Convention in Madison. The announcement that Jesse Thompson, the previous Wisconsin State FFA reporter, would now assume the role as the new Wisconsin State FFA president. He tells us a little bit more about his background that brought him to this point in his career.
I grew up on my family's hobby farm, showing dairy cattle, raising sheep, all sorts of livestock, and I actually work with a local farm to milk my dairy cows so I can raise calves at the farm without having to milk. My dad owns a feed mill, so grew up riding in the truck and riding tractor and all that sort of thing. I'm also super passionate about agriculture policy. I've been really involved in Farm Bureau and FFA Day on the Hill and going to events like that to practice advocating in the legislature and all sorts of places like Washington, D.C. and Madison. And that's just been something I've really tried to lean into.
Jesse Thompson is his name from the Galesville Ettrick Trempolo FFA chapter, now the new Wisconsin State FFA president.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Just like some farm projects, they start out small, but they become gigantic. Bobcat Plus can relate. Bobcat Plus, Wisconsin's largest Bobcat dealer, has been in the family since 1991. They started out as one small dealer and now have grown to six locations. Butler, De Pere, Appleton, Eau Claire, Osseo, and their newest location, Kenosha. They offer new and used Bobcat equipment, parts and service, and rentals at every location to help your ag operation. Visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat. One tough animal. And congratulations to some of our hardworking University Extension staff across the state. Their recent conference recognized some of the real leaders like Erica Bierstrom from Kewaunee, Door, and Brown counties, recognized with the Search for Excellence Award in Livestock Production. Natasha Paris from Green Lake, Adams, Marquette, and Washera counties picked up the Early Career Achievement Award. Sandy Stutton from Taylor County was presented the Distinguished Service Award. They also recognized P.J. Leash, University Extension Entomologist, and Louise Ferretto, University Extension Dairy Nutrition Specialist, for their support of County Extension work. Congratulations. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today will have highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 53. Partly sunny, back to the mid-70s for Saturday. Saturday night, a few showers, maybe some thunderstorms, low of 62. For Sunday, scattered showers and storms, and a high near 87.
It's 60 at our studios.
My mom's been leaving me longer and longer messages. I don't know what it is about the mom message. A lot of detail. The mom message. She's like, hi, it's your mother. It's 7:34 on Tuesday. Oh, 7:35. The clock just turned 7:35. Must have been at the end of the four when I said 7:34, because now it says 7:30. I just sit with my finger on the erase button, but you can't hit it in case the end of the message is like, I'm being attacked. So you have to sit like, oh my God, hurry up. I can feel myself getting older. I get back at her, though. I treat her like she's senile in public. That makes her crazy. I'll go, don't put that in your mouth. That doesn't belong in your mouth, mother, right? She's like, stop it, Kyle. My name's not Kyle, it's Peter. I'm your son, Peter, remember?
And local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, this high school graduation in Lakeville, Massachusetts is in the news because of the speech the class president gave. He ended by telling everyone to check under their seat because he had written personalized notes for all 181 classmates, thanking them for being part of what they eventually call the good old days. He told his local radio station it took him 10 hours to write all those notes. And he showed up an hour early to tape them to the bottom of each chair. It's lucky he knew where each person was sitting. So everybody got their personalized notes. That is such a sweet, nice thing to do. Probably something everybody will remember for the rest of their lives from their graduation. I'm Don Rosen, 640 this morning right now at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 72. Clear tonight, lows 58. Tomorrow, with a lighthouse run, increasing clouds, highs near 73. Perfect running weather. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 84. Right now, it's sunny, 63 degrees right here at Radio Park.
How sweet it is to be loved. Understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by.
So fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's just like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes. How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby. Just like honey to the bee, baby.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
7:20 this morning, we're talking movies with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Keep it right here. WRJN.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang. Ah!
Mustang Sally. Local news and Tamla's hits at WRJN. I see Forbes set out to find the worst places to spend your summer vacation. They considered a bunch of different factors, including crime, prices, ease of travel, extreme weather, and experiences. Now, the one that scored the worst, Jacksonville, Florida. The negatives include poor walkability, a lack of public transportation, high crime rate, and a high summer heat index. Colorado Springs, second worst, followed by Fresno, California, Memphis, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Indianapolis, Louisville, Tampa, Tucson, and Miami. So you're saying, well, that kind of wipes out the whole country. Now, the best summer vacation city in America is Minneapolis, Minnesota, followed by Long Beach, California, Washington, D.C., Seattle, and Omaha, Nebraska. I wonder why Albuquerque and Tucson are no good. Louisville, I've been there. Nice place. Fresno, never been there. All right, but that's Forbes' opinion. Just take a road trip this summer and enjoy it, all right? Hey, it's 6:47 coming up after 7 o'clock. My final text to win word, the keyword in our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest here at WRJN. Your chance, your final chance with me at least anyway, to win some great prizes. So be listening this morning in the 7 o'clock hour.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of one eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank. Check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Rep the Brewers with a special Brewmaster shirt giveaway at the game against the Reds on Sunday, June 16th, courtesy of Miller Lite. Be one of the first 10,000 fans ages 21 and up, and you'll collect the Brewmaster shirt. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June as Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
We're looking looking for sunshine today with a high near 72 degrees right now, 63 and sunny right here at Radio Park.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have my time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. Got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. Store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
got the latest news on the big hot dog eating contest at Coney Island this 4th of July. Some big developments. It's coming up in just a moment.
We come on this loop, John B.
Hits WRJN. I promise you the latest on the hot dog eating contest at Coney Island. Well, the two biggest competitors will not be there. Joey Chestnut and Takuro Kobayashi.